So good, make it through with the set.
So I've been also trying to get on book TikTok too. I'm trying to
We're
be on book
live.
TikTok too. Hey guys, this is Pino.
And this is Carmen.
And you are listening to Man in the
Man and wait,
Mill.
we're not live.
You told me.
No, we weren't live on Instagram. We were live on the other ones. Do it again.
Hey guys, this is Pino.
And this is Carmen.
Stop. Rewind. Hey guys, this is Pino.
And this is Carmen.
And you are listening to Man
Man
in
in
the
the
Mill.
Middle. Lego.
Oh, sorry,
Pino,
our
Pino.
head, my headspace is like, it's not Thursday. I go, it's Sunday.
I
Well, happy
know.
Sunday, you guys. Before we dive deep, I just have a few of the general topics that we all know you guys are excited for, because I'm excited as well.
Where's my phone
Your
stand?
it's behind your computer. My computer?
Can you see it over?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry. Trying to multitask here.
We're not used to this day. So as I was saying, I just have a few stories. First, we're excited. If you have not watched the previous season, go ahead and watch it before the sixth, because the Kardashians are back.
We're not talking about the
Pause. I just
Kardashians.
said three. We're not. I just wanted to mention it. We're not
No,
talking
we're
about
not
it.
talking about
We're not
them
talking about
because
it.
you know why? The Kardashians, this entire election, silent, nothing. We all know where their political stances are. They support Trump. We know this. We know this. But then when it came to the California fires, Khloé was so quick to crucify the
The
mayor.
governor
The mayor.
was the mayor,
It
yeah.
was the mayor. It was the mayor. And then had the audacity, being as rich as she fucking is, the whole Kardashian clan, Jenner clan, to ask people to donate money so that she can
To
go to
them,
Costco. Yeah, so that she could go to Costco and buy.
I didn't see that, but not the case. We're not talking about the Kardashians.
Good, moving on.
The Grammys are tonight. But if you don't want to watch it, go ahead and check it out afterwards. I want to check out the performances only. Third. Four plane crashes within a week. Four. Now, I was talking to my brother about this because after the incident happened, the video was leaked out or was sent out to news people. And I had told my brother, I go, like, the way the plane, where the plane was and where that helicopter was does not make sense to
The
why
where? The what?
the helicopter, the plane.
Say it again.
Where the plane was to the helicopter
Why do
was.
you call it helicopter?
Isn't it a helicopter?
Helicopter. What? You're saying helicopter.
Sorry, my
I had to like take a second. I'm like,
bad.
why does
Let
he
me
keep
make
saying
sure I'm saying the words
helicopter?
correctly. Whenever we were talking about where the airplane was and the helicopter was,
Good
to
job.
why the helicopter did not move away, going, I'm like, this was not the amount of space they the helicopter had. It, me and my brother got into an argument. He goes like, oh, it was the station. What's that tower? The FAA tower?
The air control?
The air control tower, that it was their fault. It should have told. I'm like, no. I go, you mean to tell me that a military Black Hawk helicopter, military trained people pilot had a, did not know what to do within that 30 seconds before it was to hit the airplane? I was in my head. I'm like, no. And that's why when later on I said what I said on my social media about what's going on. I'm like,
Oh, because I was like, what is this? Are you having like some sort of psychosis episode?
no, because I'm like, this has to
Because you
be.
tagged the podcast, but there was nothing attached to it.
I tagged it so it can go to our profile for the podcast
Oh,
so that
it
I could
didn't.
try to get the followers from the podcast to look at it more. Because I did it
But
solely
you
on
weren't,
that.
but when you look at it, like you look at your status, what
Yeah.
you wrote does not make sense.
Was high.
It didn't make sense. I was like, what is he talking about? Are we like,
Have to go look at it again.
yes,
Because at first,
please.
because of the way I said it in my head was the way I even it took me like 5 minutes before I said anything. And then when I didn't see anything being viewed or liked, because I normally have the same people like my stories. And when they didn't like it within that hour, I was like, something's happening. Even though it was as late as it was. I was like, something's happening. So that's why when I went back to it, I went to our the podcast profile and shared my post so that I could try to get the attraction. And that's what worked. Or that, and then after that, that's when people started liking and mentioning all this other stuff. But, there's one more thing. Hold on.
Hit me with it. Hit me with it. Just sitting here patiently.
Sorry, my bad. I wanted to ask the question because I've been feeling, I don't know which way to go when it comes towards the symbol of our flag. So I want to add, what does it mean to you when you look at the American flag?
Okay, so it's crazy you mentioned that because I literally just...
Great minds. I love how our minds work together sometimes.
Well, somebody had posted, because I'm in that chat, which, by the way, and we'll get that to that in a second. I'm in that chat for KC protests. So the people that are organizing the protest for next Saturday on the 8th. And someone had posted.
Wait, what time?
It's at 4.
Okay, go ahead.
Why do you work? Mm-mm. What's wrong?
I'll tell you afterwards. It's not important.
Okay. So someone had posted in the chat, that we had, and someone was like, it was, and for all of us who are in the TikTok community or have followed TikTok, there is this very famous TikToker in the Latino Hispanic community called Carlos, what is his name? Espina. And he covers like a lot of hot button topics and really just uses his platform to kind of, I don't know, just help push the momentum forward.
Thank you.
In this particular TikTok though, he mentioned that he doesn't understand why we wave our flags of our origin versus the American.
I saved that one.
Yeah, versus the American flag.
That was the reason why I brought it up.
He's like, you guys are trying to make a statement about how, you know, you want to be here. And how does it help your cause by waving, you know, a flag that does not belong to you or that is not an American flag? You know, this, that, and the third. So I said, telling protesters that they must wave the American flag instead of the flag of their origin ignores the very reason they're protesting. The American flag represents the ideals this country claims to stand for: freedom, justice, opportunity. But for many, those promises remain unfulfilled. The flag of origin isn't a reflection of America. It's a reminder of the struggle that led them there and the injustices that they still face. You don't get to dictate how people express their fight for their rights. Protesting isn't about blind allegiance. It's about demanding that America live up to its own ideals.
Boom.
So that is my personal opinion on, you know, just people who are ridiculing and criticizing that we're out here waving the Mexican flag or waving the Honduran flag or waving whatever flag it is that they're waving. Because they're like, well, it's not the American flag. You want to live in America, but you don't want to be proud of right now, I'm not proud of this country. And I'm speaking as an American. As a United States citizen, born and fucking raised, I used to be proud of this country. Now, when I see the flag, I tie it to what it represents, and that's our current climate, which is racism, fascism, fucking... everything else in between. So for people to sit here and criticize that people are waving that they're the flag of their origin, it's fucking laughable. And let's be honest, because this is another thing that gets me. America it's a melting pot, essentially, right? It's a melting pot. It's a mix of all kinds of cultures. What do the Americans have that is not a derivative of somebody else's culture? Thanksgiving. The Americans came up with Thanksgiving and 4th of July. Everything else that is celebrated in this country that we base it off of tradition is based off of somebody else's culture. Christians or Christmas, that's a pagan holiday. Those are pagan rituals. That's great. That's lovely. We haven't had one of those on live in a long time. So that's my personal and humble opinion on that. There is nothing wrong with waving the flag from where your parents are from. There's nothing wrong with waving the flag from where your culture, your heritage, your lineage is from. There's nothing wrong with that. And for some people, it's the American flag. And for some people, it's, in this case, the Mexican flag. And I feel like it's been brought up to the spotlight so much now because of the mass deportations.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just that, but because of what it, I mean, the current situation of what has happened.
Let's wave the American flag at the same time protesting mass deportations of the country that's doing the mass deportations.
Because for me, the like when I see, or like when I'm on TikTok or on social media or videos that I see of individuals stomping on the American flag, burning the American flag, unfortunately, I get hurt, even though like what we're currently going through with mm-hmm. the current government, only because like I'm American, I'm proud to be American, but I'm also proud of my culture. I'm
right.
proud to be Latino, I'm proud to be Mexican. But it doesn't, like when I read that, or when I seen the video that of him doing that, I was like, it's not the fact that they are waving their flags to protest for the mass deportation. I look at it as like, these are individuals who are happy about their culture, about where their ancestors come from,
mm-hmm.
and they are wanting to be given the same rights as anybody else. It's like, it doesn't, like, for me, I'm like, I'm not looking at what flag is being out there. I'm looking at, like, okay, well, the reason why they have their flag out there, the reason why people are doing what they're doing and waving the Mexican flag is because we're fighting for those who can't speak for themselves.
Right. And I also...
I feel like that was too long.
No. You're good.
I was trying to find the right words. And I'm like, ugh.
But I also want to bring an emphasis on this because I got into like a little argument with someone earlier and he had changed. Earlier today, I like the jackass of the week and I had posted him on there. No, not him. I blocked him. Fucking weirdo. He broke my rule. He must have done it on purpose too because he went on one of the posts that said, you know, if it's not funny, don't slide your grimy little finger over to the haha icon because you will get blocked. And that's what he did on a not funny post. It was like the one for immigrations, like the lawyers and stuff.
Yeah,
oh, well, you broke a rule, you get blocked. It's that simple.
Right.
No skin off my fucking back. But he wrote out this really long, pretty much tangent on how he doesn't understand why people are out there protesting. It doesn't do anything. Guess what made it on the news? The protests.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who watched the news? People watch the news. A lot of the people that don't understand why people are protesting have no idea what our government is currently doing. A lot of people, we underestimate the term ignorant bliss because everybody is happy in their bubble. And as long as it's not affecting them, they could care less.
That's what I was saying about the clown is that he doesn't really care about what us Americans are going through at this time because his family is protected. He has money in order to go on the next day. Like some people, individuals who are getting fired because they didn't vote for him or because
he doesn't care about his family. He cares about wealth. That is what he's doing. Everything that he is doing thus far is to ensure that him and the conglomerate that he has surrounded his time with, the billionaires, get fucking paid.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is like he doesn't care about anybody else if they get to eat or they have a roof over their head. He just cares about himself and the people who are like the government who's protecting his family. Like without our taxpayer money, who would pay the Secret Service? You wouldn't have Secret Service around you or the people who you care for most. I'm like, you need to learn that your actions have consequences to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really hoping that the more longer that this goes into the news, that people start to realize, like, look, I voted for the wrong
person. If we still have the news, did you see what Musk did?
No.
He literally kicked out three major news. Hold on, let me put it up.
My mom was talking about, I think, did you ever watch the Civil War movie?
Mm-mm.
No. She, if you don't, it's on, believe, HBO. You have HBO? Or Max?
I used to. I should buy it again.
Well, I can give you mine if you don't have it. But there's a movie called Civil War. It has Kirsten Dunst in it. And my mom has said that I feel that we're going through, moving towards the Civil War movie.
I'm gonna have to find the article, but essentially he kicks out these news medias that have had offices in the White House to report on the news. Kicked them, was the Department of Defense? Anyways, it was somebody in the White House that got rid of them and replaced them with conservative right-wing news outlets to get the news out there. Our current FBI nominee candidate that Trump wants to put in his office wants to dismantle the FBI. Wants to dismantle the FBI. He fired six FBI directors, the six that were in charge of looking into him and his criminal background. Where the fuck is our government? That's what I want to know. Genuine. Where is our congressman? Where is our congress people? Where is our Senate people? Where is everybody that we put in this position?
I hope that they're working with the left side, the Democrats, or somebody's doing some sort of underground investigation, just like your person who did the crystals or whatever.
No, because you know what? I was holding on to my fucking astronomer, psychic medium who was like, Donald Trump, I don't see him being president. I don't see him being president. Well, he's fucking president. So
right.
Where do we go from here? Where the fuck do we go from here? And you know, it's sad because I wish I was this involved in my teens and 20s.
No, for real. It makes you think like, what were you thinking?
We were living in ignorant, that term, ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is fucking bliss because, like, again, since it doesn't affect us, we don't think. I just lost my train of thought. Because same. I said we don't think, and then the first thing that came to mind was they want to charge women with murder if they get an abortion. And
are you about the doctor?
Yes. And it's crazy because we yelled out for months leading up to this election, women's rights, women's rights, women's rights, women's rights. And now they are trying to make it a federal offense. You could be charged with murder if you get an abortion. All right, we're 16 minutes in. Let's get into today's topic because I could literally.
Oh, we're going. It's going to go on still. Not
so today's episode, we're diving into the really important and complex issue, the dismantling of the Civil Rights Act and the growing pushback against diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, also known as the DEI. We're going to talk about the historical significance of the civil rights, what DEI programs are trying to achieve, and how they're reaching a point where these initiatives are under attack. And of course, why all of this should matter to you, whether you're impacted directly or not. FYI, we're all impacted, unless you are a cisgender white Christian nationalist or white Christian man. DEI affects you or has money. And I want to just throw this out here since, you know, it's early in the podcast. The number one marginalized group who benefited the most from DEI, do you know who it was, Fino?
Can I say people like us?
No.
Who?
White women.
I was going to say black women, but.
White women. No. And I truly believe, I thought white men were the problem. I feel like it's white women.
That are the problem?
White women and white men.
Well, I mean, I feel
like. Let's look at that graph again. Should we pull up the graph? Should we do a reminder of who voted for who in this election and who let us down, right?
The Cubans?
No, the white men and women, Fino. Where, what?
Well, I was saying because last week we spent, I feel like, a good 5 minutes on the Hispanic community voting for that man to go in there, and most of it was the Cubans.
Right, but that was for us in the mass deportations. We've moved on from that. Yeah. The Cubans could care less about our Civil Rights Act. And I really want people to think about it. Oh, it's going to be based on meritocracy. I can never say it right. Meritocracy.
Meritocracy?
Mm-hmm.
Merit. Say that 5 times. What does
merit,
that mean?
Merit-based system. So it's based off of what you can do, not what you look like.
Okay.
But the reason why the Civil Rights Act was passed is because they tried that before. And listen up, ding-dongs. It didn't work.
That's why it was in place in
1964.
Like, we just want to go backwards to make sure it didn't work.
Right. Let's do a quick review of what we're talking about when we say the Civil Rights of 1964, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It was a monumental law designed to end segregation and discrimination in schools, workplaces, and public accommodations, to set out to create a more equal society by protecting people from discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. Again, this does not just, I think, and I truly, truly, truly believe when people say that when we hear DEI, we think Black people. Mm-hmm. We think DEI, we think, oh, great. That's just another way for them to get a job easier, right? Mm-hmm. What about the disabled?
Right.
They're protected under DEI. Those ramps, those handicap ramps that are made to be put in front of establishments, mm-hmm. why do you think that those are there? The ADA is part of the DEI because there was not enough people accommodating disabled people to get jobs, to get homes. Like, it's all connected. Veterans. Veterans were a protected class under the DEI. Women. White women.
Let's give you a moment just to sink that in real quick.
So let's start with a bit of a history. And yes, I am reading a script because I want to make sure that we cover everything in the short amount of time that we have. So the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was a direct response to decades of racial discrimination and segregation, particularly in the South. Surprise, fucking surprise. Apparently there's not enough cousin on cousin fucking action on there. No offense. Actually, no. Yeah, fuck you. But even beyond race, speaking up, do you know what Canada's doing? The British Columbia?
Yeah.
Is saying that it's refusing to buy any American alcohol.
From the red states.
From the red states. Their biggest fucking consumer. Our biggest fucking consumer. And they're like, I need people to wake the fuck up. This world is tired of America. I'm fucking tired of America. You got Canada booing motherfuckers at their fucking hockey game. Canada booing the United States of America during their national anthem. That's a fucking embarrassment. Can you imagine that? Living in this country and the headline being Canadian hockey team boos America.
Okay.
And then for them to come back and say, you want to stick a 25% tariff? Let's stick another 25%.
Back at you. So, I mean, that's just
new. We got the bird flu coming on. Guess who cut connection? Guess who cut all correspondence so that the American people don't know what the fuck is going on?
Yo, the clown.
Daddy Trump. Guess who pulled out of who? The World Health Organization. Daddy Trump.
He's going to become falling, and
Hi, Tio Javier.
The government's going to be coming. It's going to come down, and it's happening already. It sucks. Just with this whole, especially with the whole talk about, I was on TikTok last night. I was saying during the Anne Frank situation it was a teacher who went on a video because somebody had said that, you know, that with not cooperating with ICE officials, that you can go to jail. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, we do know that. And that's why we're able to risk our lives for protecting the children, for protecting the people who we're here, protecting our patients and their information and their statuses. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, he's in the front line. He definitely knows what he's doing. He's wanting to go out there and fight. So I'm glad that there's people out there like that. I lost where I was going with that point, but it was listening to that craziness. I'm just like, okay, well, at least we know kids are going to be safe with that individual in their school.
And I am almost willing to bet, guess what's coming next? So we have the Civil Rights Act, right? Do you remember when we talked about when we were covering Project 2025, and it's that act that prevents people from being discriminated against when they rent or home?
Mm-hmm. Well, 'cause he did it back in New York to his apartment building, remember?
And I am almost willing to bet that that's the next step, is getting rid of the Rental and Housing Act, the Fair Housing Act. And we talked about this. Like, I
that's why when Carmen shared on our post where he said sometime last year that I know nothing about Project 2025, but yet everything that was in...
Just gonna be my permanent face for the next
four years. That document is happening. And people warned you guys. Celebrities warned you guys.
We fucking warned you guys. Like, I literally want to go back. If I wasn't such a lazy person, like, I would want to go back to all of our previous podcast clip, the audio of us talking about this, putting it to the headlines of the shit that has been happening in the last fucking, it hasn't even been 10 goddamn business days.
And stones are crumbling. It's crazy. But how he had said that, and then now everything is just happening, and then people are going like, well, we wanted grocery prices to be down. Like, that, really? What?
So this law marked a major turning point in the United States history with provisions that outlawed discrimination in public areas, schools, and in employment. It was a long overdue legal shift, one that was born out of the civil rights movement led by figures like Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and many others who fought tirelessly for equal rights. This law wasn't a silver bullet for equality, but it did provide an essential legal frame that paved the way for many important changes. It helped establish the idea that discrimination is not just a personal failing, it's a violation of the law. But of course, challenges didn't just disappear. Many people, especially Black Americans and other communities of color, continue to face systemic inequality in many aspects of life, even with these protections in place. That being said, I know that with him repealing the Civil Rights Act of 1964, where it says that it's for federally mandated, right? So federal government buildings, people who have federal contracts, blah, blah, blah. The fact that Target is rolling back their DEI initiative, Walmart is rolling back their DEI initiative, the fact that they're pressuring Costco to roll back their DEI initiative. The government is putting pressure on these companies that don't want to roll back their initiatives and saying, well, if you don't do this, consequences will happen. Are you guys not hearing this? Are you not seeing the picture? If the president of the fucking United States is saying, do this or else.
Dictatorship.
Do this or else. Face legal repercussions. It is now a Class E felony in the state of Tennessee. If it passes, I'll have to look back to see if it passes. For local officials to defy a direct order from the president.
Who comes up with these bills like that? First, it was Oklahoma first, who was, we're trying to make a bill so he gets a third term. And now we have Tennessee coming out like it's going to be a felony if you question him. Like, he can't even like you for 5 seconds and go, you know what, you're going to jail. Like, I don't like where you're coming with, wherever your words are coming from. Like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck is going on right now?
He has so much unchecked power. Musk has so much unchecked power.
And he's not even American.
I personally wish that I could seriously just do a deep dive, because, you know, obviously there's people out there who've been doing this for years that could do like a serious deep dive on the gravity of Musk having these servers and hard drive accesses to our Social Security, private payments, trillions of dollars at his disposal, and nobody's there to check him on it. Nobody.
Like, where's the news outrage on that?
Because they're scared of censorship. They're scared of being retaliated against. I was just looking up Musk and firing the media, and it's saying that he's suing. He's suing media, like Pinterest, all kinds of shit that's going on, right? Because they're trying to silence the media. If they're not trying to silence the media, they're trying to buy the media. You have a news anchor that was a news anchor for what, CNN, for 17, 18 years.
I've seen that one.
They were trying to force him into a midnight slot.
The 12 to 2, wasn't it? Or 11?
Yes. It was was like a late night slot that nobody was going to watch him at because he refused to bow down and kiss the fucking ring. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to be nice anymore. If you support that man, that simple. If I don't know you and we are having a casual conversation, I'll jive it. Who'd you vote for? I'm not in political. All right, there you go. Next.
See, that's why.
Mm-hmm. You have people who are actively ashamed because of everything that is going on for voting for this man. I've seen posts about people taking their Trump 2024 sign out of their yards.
I had a woman who I seen on TikTok. She lives in Florida, off of Florida Keys, and she owns a construction company with her and her husband. And she stated that for 2016, 2020, 2024, she voted for Trump. That this time she voted for Trump because for what he said, that he was going to further assist them in regards to the cost of living, especially with the immigration deportation. She hires a lot of undocumented individuals to come work at her construction. But because of these new executive orders, none of her workers want to come out of their house because they're afraid they're going to get deported.
I just want you guys to understand that food's going to get expensive, and it's going to get expensive fast. We have truckers that are not doing their usual routes because there's nobody picking the fruits for them to take these pallets of fruits and vegetables to grocery stores. Mm-hmm. This trucker said that they canceled an entire, he was scheduled for pickup and he only had 13 pallets. Typically when he picks up from this particular distributor, they have anywhere from double that, 26 to 30 pallets to pick up. There was only 13 pallets, so they canceled the whole order. The whole order. So if truck drivers can't do their jobs,
they can't get paid.
Farm workers can't do their jobs. Migrant workers can't do their jobs. We have bird flu going on right now. So we're seeing a massive massacre of hens and chickens and all kinds of shit. You got eggs. Speaking of, there was this lady that posted on Facebook that she went to go buy eggs at a local grocery store on the Missouri side. $45 for eggs.
Where is she getting the eggs from?
Well, I'm just questioning the fact that she thought it was a good idea to pay $45 for eggs.
Right.
Because in whose mind? In who? 18 count costs you like $12 at Walmart. Why the fuck are you spending $45 on eggs? Are you that stupid?
She must have that extra money because I sure don't. I was shocked, gagged when I seen eggs for over $12. I go, I had to go to Sam's.
And nobody cares that he has cut communication. It is not normal that we have a bird flu epidemic going on. You have cities in Texas that are schools are forced to close down because there's literally nobody in the schools because they have there's like a flu like thing that's going on right now. Kansas has had the biggest tuberculosis outbreak that they've seen ever. And nobody is talking about this. Nobody. So the DNI, let's go back. The DEI programs began in the 1880s. Yeah, 1880s and 90s. That sounds so long ago. In response to both continuing inequalities and growing recognition and diversity. Okay, so, oh my God, I lost my train of thought. Diversity is about representation, ensuring that people from different backgrounds and identities are presented in our institutions. Equality is about fairness, addressing that barriers are prevented, equal access to opportunities, and inclusion is about making sure that everyone feels welcome and can fully participate. I don't think you guys understand the severity. A couple weeks ago when he initially rolled back the Civil Rights Act of 1964, I was having a conversation with the Trump supporter. And the only reason why I have kept him around this long.
Why didn't he come on?
No, it's just because I love his family. His family was with me during some of my hardest times. Okay. And I know that his sister doesn't share his views per se.
Okay.
But him and I were talking about it. And I said, do you understand that an employer can look at you and say, I don't want to hire you because you're a fucking Mexican.
Or gay.
There is no, well, he's not gay. So I can't, I know, but I'm talking about in this instance for him, Finio.
Okay, my bad. I'll be selfish.
I said, there is literally no legal recourse that can happen from that. He's like, well, what do you mean? He dismantled the civil rights department. So the people that handle the civil rights discrimination cases, gone. We have no protections. An employer can literally look at you and say, I'm not hiring you because of your nails. I don't agree with that lifestyle here in my workspace. So therefore, you're not welcome here. No legal recourse. The government is saying that is okay. And for some of you guys to say, well, it's only federal. If it was only federal, why is the government pressuring all of these companies to drop their DEI initiative? Why is the government putting pressure on public universities? Well, the public universities, I get, because it's federally funded, but. And now you're talking about, you know, if depending on whether or not they drop their DEI initiatives, it'll depend on the funding that they get. Like everything is based off of whether or not the follow the money, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't stand for Trump, you don't get the money. He already threatened the governor of California saying, if you don't do X, Y, and Z, I'm not sending you any more money. We are talking about the leader of the free world.
Person is supposed to bring Americans together at a time when a lot of them are broken.
And I think this is why I struggle so much with trying to understand the people that voted for him, because I get that the cover, according to them, right, the government or the our country was in shambles. According to them, something needed to change. According to them, gas prices were too high. Grocery prices were too high. They were tired of immigrants taking their jobs, whatever the case may be.
Groceries, what a wonderful word.
But as time progressed, and the more and more we saw come out regarding Trump and his ideologies and what he stands for and what he believes in, and the fact that he had a concept of a plan of to run this government, it became more and more apparent that you're low-key racist. You're low-key. I'm talking about the people who voted for Trump. Oh, okay. Lord Jesus. Are you high?
No, I was just like, we knew he was racist. We knew that back in 2016.
We knew this. We knew this.
So what did happen with the friend, the guy, after you had a conversation with him?
I mean, he just was like, oh, well, it's federal contracts. It's not going to affect anybody else. He's like, I'm going to keep doing, essentially just saying like what everybody else is saying, like, oh, DEI, you know, whatever. Again, because people don't think it's going to affect them, right?
Just like when they said they're only deporting criminals and the bad people, but yet
you got them. You're luring them out of churches. Of
those people were non-criminals, have been here for a long time, but only 100, maybe less than 100, were actual criminals. Mm-hmm. Like you make that, let that make sense. But I
hold on, because I don't want to talk about mass deportations again, because we.
No, this isn't on it.
Okay.
This is just, well, not really reflected towards the topic itself, but it's in a spot in Harry Potter where Luna tells Harry that what Voldemort was doing to Harry, where he was taking people away from him so that he wouldn't have a mm-hmm. fight. And I guess in this particular case is that I feel that he's dividing everybody where we won't be able to come together and unite and to take
whatever. The most this country has been united is when
9/11.
No.
Really? When the country
recently?
Oh, not 9/11.
Happened. I'm talking about when Luigi Mangione allegedly killed that UHC or United Healthcare CEO. Because collectively across the board, we understood that it was an up and down issue. It wasn't a left or a right. It was the poor versus the rich.
Yeah.
And at that point, because it affected everybody, right? Then everybody understood, like, yeah, we sympathize for the man, but that's, I mean, I don't feel sorry for the fact that we found out that you guys were automatically denying claims, that you purposely would not pay for claims. And then guess what happened? Within a month or so, they tried to ban TikTok. Well, they, I mean, I don't feel like TikTok's the same anymore. Meta bought TikTok.
It's going to change here.
It's already changing. They have, no, I'm talking about the people that I follow that are actively speaking out against Trump and this election and everything that happened thus far. Accounts are getting banned. They're getting censored. They get violations on their videos. I mean, case in point, look at my account. I used to average, how much did I say? Anywhere from 200 to 300 views on my stories. Now, as of late, I get 23 people. 23 people view my stories. Is that going to stop me? No, I'm going to keep sharing and I'm going to keep sharing and I'm going to keep sharing. I don't care if one person sees it, because the amount of people that have messaged me personally and saying, thank you for the information, or thank you for putting it out there. This is a good resource for me to tell other people that I know, like, thank you. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it, because the amount, I literally told him we have the podcast going on and you can literally hear him yelling.
Because I know the windows are open. Dizzy?
Wait patiently. Let me wait.
Well, with that being said, I have to say that I had a friend on my Facebook ask why we're boycotting Target. And I said, oh, you're not listening.
And then the fucking audacity, right? To roll back their DEI initiatives, to fire people that they had under those initiatives as people of color and putting their product in the stores, and then to roll out a Black History ad.
The audacity.
The gaslighting.
Like, you just told me,
like you're, we're not worthy enough to have our product in our store, but you want to celebrate us. And I bet you it's going to be the same thing for Pride Month. I bet you it's going to be the same thing for International Women's Day and all of it. Do not buy where you cannot apply.
Okay.
And I'm trying. It is very hard for me to slowly but surely just kind of stop. But I'm doing it. And for those of you who are interested in kind of slowly boycotting the people that are rolling back their DEI initiatives, do it slowly. Mm-hmm. We know it's hard to boycott Target.
Altogether, yeah.
We know it's hard to boycott Walmart. Especially Aldi? Did you see Aldi rolled back their DEI initiatives?
I heard, well, you had said that they just removed the EDI off their website.
DEI? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, DEI off their website. But based off what we've been sharing is that Aldi is still
okay.
Part of the movement.
I was going to say, because we can't get any cheaper than Aldi. Right. Save a lot, like, baby.
What am I going to do? Go to Price Chopper? Mm-hmm. I'm like, spend a couple of dollars extra there? I mean, yeah, that's definitely like, ooh.
So
I'm like, I need to get a job real fast.
The initiatives were meant to be provocative. They work to ensure that people, especially those who have been historically marginalized, white women, don't just have the same rights on paper, but also the same opportunities to thrive, whether that's through increasing representation in leadership roles, eliminated biased hiring practices, or addressing exclusionary environments in schools or businesses. The DEI programs have played a huge role in changing how we approach equality today. I'm not gonna lie. The plane crash, the one from Wichita, I was really hoping.
Washington, D.C.? The one that?
Yes.
Okay.
I was really hoping that in light of the events, the president, I didn't fucking vote for him, was going to be eloquent, was going to be presidential. I don't know what the fuck I thought, right? I was thinking the first tragedy in his role as president, I thought he would be a president, right? Silly of me.
Silly of you.
But to go on the podium, I don't know why I said it like that.
Right, I was going to, like, you know, don't be like her.
But to go on the podium, right, and saying it was because of DEI hires. After you fired all of the federal DEI employees. Hiring freeze for federal government. Fired, or no, made the, what, the head of the FAA resign a year and a half into his 5-year term and just sit there and blame Pete Buttigieg. I can never say his name right. I fucking love him. I think he should run for president, but we're not there yet. We're not ready for our first gay president.
Yeah, we're definitely, let's get a woman in there first.
I just, it's disheartening. It truly is to see generations of people work so hard to get to where we're at today, and then in a series of less than 15 fucking days, literally see it crumbling in front of us.
Right. Taking a document that is older than anything and then trying to change it, like feel like trying to change it within the last 10 days is crazy.
Okay.
So it's like I feel like a question. I'm just like, how is this even possible? How is this man given this much power to do all these executive orders? And basically,
because he has the House and he has the Senate. He has the government in the palm of his fucking hands. In the palm of his fucking hands, he has the government. He is doing all of these impeachable offenses. Literally, he's doing shit that's against the fucking law. I told Joe that if he gets to the point where he can run a third term, we're leaving.
Yeah.
We're leaving. Because at that point, there is no constitution. There is no fucking constitution. If he can amend it to the point where he can run a third term.
I kind of feel like maybe within 2 years, if the Democrats don't.
And that's what we need to focus on. We need to make small changes now within our government. And I'm talking about the local officials, your mayor, your state representatives, your there's so many, like, your council women or men or whatever it is that it is.
Like, school board.
Exactly.
Your local commissioner.
Thank you. Because I was like, whatever the fuck it is.
Your state representative.
Our midterms in the next 2 years are going to be very crucial. Because we want to retake over the House and the Senate. We have to stop him.
But I feel like if it doesn't happen within the next 2 years, where the Democrats are able to take over the House, the Senate, the Congress, then I'm going to apply for my dual citizenship and we're going to move. Because there's no way that I'm going to be living like a life how people in Russia, or I'm not trying to point out their living situations, but where they just have a dictatorship and like Cuba. Like, no.
Several states like Florida and Texas have passed laws that ban or severely restrict the use of DEI programs in public education and government institutions. The fucking governor of Texas is DEI. Mm-hmm. He's in a fucking wheelchair. He's a disabled person. He's DEI. Granted, he wasn't in the fucking wheelchair when he became governor. Was he?
Oh, Abbott?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was in a wheelchair.
They call him Hot Wheels Abbott because he's in a wheelchair.
Well, you know what? No, never mind. I'm not going to do that.
What?
I was going to say, well, how about we go remove all those ramps for him?
Seriously. Why don't you want to say it?
The backlash.
What backlash?
The backlash from people who are going to listen.
Okay, but it's the truth, though. People don't realize, like, how much it's attached to the DEI, diversity, inclusion, and... Oh my gosh, I should not do this high.
Oh, you are? Stuff.
Yeah, I'm still a little high.
You fooled me.
Why? Because I you couldn't tell?
We'll just say integrity. Diverse, equity, and...
We said it wrong. It's diverse, equity, and inclusion.
Inclusion.
Not equity, is it?
So equality.
Yeah. Don't equality. Listen to us. We were on a tangent and then I lost it.
Not yet. Okay. I was like, what? Being frozen on your phone. I was like this for like 5 seconds.
Oh, because there's a lag. So we are seeing us here in real time, but there's a lag for everybody else seeing us live. There's like a couple seconds delay. Okay, so where are we at? I had it and then I lost it. Sorry, guys. But I really wanted to emphasize that it's not just, and again, I'm going to emphasize this. I really do feel like when people hear DEI, they relate it to Black people. Just like people associate the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare, it's the same way. Guess who renamed the Affordable Care Act Obamacare? The Republicans. Did you know that in this election, people didn't know that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act were the same thing? The same fucking thing.
We knew that.
But it's the same fucking thing. They literally voted against their own interest.
And when they go to the doctors, they don't have insurance or proper insurance, they're going to be mad. Who are they going to be mad at? Democrats.
They always blame us.
Right.
Like always, man. The argument from the opposition is that DEI programs often promote divisiveness or go against the principle of meritocracy. Critics also claim that these programs contribute to what they call woke culture. God, I love that word. They love calling the libs woke.
Did you hear Whoopi Goldberg's tangent on that one?
What?
Finish, I'll tell it.
They call woke culture and try to undo focus on race, identity, and spaces like the workplace and universities.
So, a story to that, Whoopi Goldberg had gone on, she's on The View, and she had mentioned that the press secretary had mentioned how we were not going to be so much into a wokeness of what we're in right now. But she had said that, do you understand that wokeness is how you got your job? Like, without
the press secretary, that, she's literally a DEI hire. Do you know her husband's 60?
How old is she?
27.
She doing it for the money. She got in there because her husband donated a lot of money.
It's crazy because he repealed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. He dismantled the DEI initiatives, right? But his entire cabinet picks, they're all DEI. Where's Vikram? Isn't that his name?
Oh, he was the co-chairperson.
He's
running for governor for...
Yeah, but where is he at? They kicked him out quick of Doge.
The day of the inauguration.
Literally.
Like before he got sweared in.
You're too brown.
Gotta go.
And sorry.
He donated so much money to them. Idiot. He's an idiot.
But these critics fail to acknowledge that the DEI programs are offering a response to deeply rooted disparities that are still present in hiring, promotion, education, and beyond. I'm going to be very clear. We're never going to get rid of the racism in this country. Trump was fucking 18 to 20 years old when segregation ended. He was already an adult. A lot of these people that are in places of power were in their late teens, early 20s when a lot of this shit happened. You got grandparents that are instilling these kinds of morals and principles into their kids. It's a never-ending cycle. And as long as we continue to allow laws like this in place to prevent us from excelling, and you know what it was about, slowly but surely, white people in America are becoming a minority. Everybody else is becoming a majority. Take away the power from white people, and we are living firsthand. We are fucking living what happens when you are trying to do a power grab against the white person.
They get scared.
The man, because we all know who the man is. I don't know how to make this clear other than this country is attacking every single demographic that's not white, this country is attacking disabled people, veterans, children, marginalized communities. We are watching
firsthand
the fall of the United States of America. And you cannot tell me otherwise. You cannot. We're the laughingstock in America. You know, I follow headlines globally, especially because of the media here having so much censorship. And the headlines that I read across the globe, Elon Musk did the Nazi salute. If the country that it originated from, well, not even originated, right? Because it's not even theirs. But the country where it's like a big no-no is saying that that's what it was. That's what it fucking was. If they are censoring the salute in Austria because it's against the law to do it, it's a Nazi salute. And I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to call you a weirdo. I'm going to call you a weirdo Nazi lover to your fucking face. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't. These people are crazy. I have had in the last 4 days, 4 random people on the internet ask me if I had my papers.
Really?
Really. 2 of them went as far as to put in an ICE tip.
Oh, I see that one.
The tip. No, I had another guy do it.
Really?
I had another guy do it. That Alex guy. Alexis, whatever the fuck his name is.
You know, I heard that if they make a false...
It's against the law.
It's against the law. And the person, if they are undocumented, they automatically get their green card.
Mm-hmm. So which, who knows? Because...
Go ahead. No, keep doing it. Please keep doing it.
Can we... No, I'm just saying, did you hear about the 2 Kansas City men who were helping people get their visa? Was it Visa U?
No.
What they would do is that they would help them set up these schemes to where they were either getting beat up or like facing a robbery, like a crime against them for being undocumented. And then that's how they would get their papers. Oh,
my God. Did you share that one?
No, I didn't.
I've been looking.
That's no.
Because I've been sharing.
I just think it's crazy that all of this shit is going on and then we get these stories, right? Like the DEI initiatives. Oh, the pilot of the helicopter was a female, a white female. Gotcha, 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 gotcha. Then you hear about Kansas City and how they have this fucking scamming ring of how to get your fucking citizenship. Like, it pisses me off because and it doesn't matter what situation, there's always going to be that one person, right? Or there's always going to be that one thing that just paints it bad for everybody else. The protests on Saturday, right. No,
Saturday
the 8th.
Okay.
Ran into
an issue.
An issue of pretty much just canceling the protests. Because the people that organized it were getting so much backlash about people burning tires in Power and Light when they had nothing to do with it. You cannot control people as much as you want to. And as much as you think that they have as good as intentions as you, you can't control people. You really can't. And it's the people that do that that don't understand the gravity of the issues that that people are protesting about. Because it makes it a laughing stock, right? And people are like, this is what you're protesting so that you can burn tires in the street. This is what we want to keep in our country. Like,
pause. But when you protested on January 6th, you broke into the Capitol and decided to fight the police, hurt some of them, and possibly injure, almost critically injure, most of them. But yet, we're protesting 2 hours? Like, I mean, that doesn't make sense. Let it make sense.
Mexican nationals help dozens of immigrants fraudulently apply for visas. Two Mexican nationals have been charged in connection with a scheme in which fake robberies were committed and dozens of immigrants fraudulently applied for U.S. visas. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Missouri announced on Friday, January 31st, that Oscar Gutierrez, 35, of Independence, and Jose Morales Salgado, 36, of Kansas City, both Mexican nationals, were charged in connection to a visa fraud scheme. The criminal complaint alleged that immigrants would contact Salgado to arrange for themselves to become victims, alleged victims, of staged robbery so they could be able to submit applications for U visas granted to victims of crime. The immigrants were either illegally presented or present or in the United States through work visas and paid Salgado thousands. In exchange, court documents noted that Salgado would direct the immigrants to the location of the planned robbery at a specific time. He allegedly recruited individuals to pose as robbers and provide them with directions. One of the posed robbers was Gutierrez.
That's scary.
An affidavit filed in support of the criminal complaint revealed that each incident involved immigrants who later told police they had car trouble and pulled over to diagnose it. Soon after they stopped, another vehicle would arrive and robbers would strike and take cash, and they would fire a round or two into the vehicle's or victim's vehicle. Investigators with the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department indicated that initially 11 incidences were identified that following this pattern, so they had like a whole case and everything. These cases were linked to each other based on ballistic imaging technology. Detectives found that a single firearm was likely used in all of the robberies.
What happened for 3 years, 2 years?
The affidavit indicated the number of victims involved was well over 100. However, the complaint specifically cited 11 robberies that were involving 33 victims between December 29th, 2021 and July 13th of 2024. Of those 33, around 18 have submitted U visa applications and claim to be victims of a violent crime. Don't do this! I don't know why I have to emphasize this. Do not do this. This is stupid. This is dumb. God, do you know how hard it is to just try to be a voice, and then you hear stories like this, and it's just like, this is not helping the cause. This is not helping the cause. Oh my God.
¿Qué pasó?
They just reported, please ignore my daughters. They know that I do the podcast typically on Thursdays. Today is a Sunday.
So not their fault.
But just ignore them.
But what just happened?
Okay, so I follow, and I'll post it to our Instagram, and I'll share it on our Facebook. There is this Facebook called ALT National Park Service. It's the official resistance team of the U.S. National Park Service. So this is the actual U.S. National Park. What they have been doing, and I just started following them a couple days ago, but they have been posting in real time like shit that has been going on in the White House. So they posted this an hour ago, so like right before we started the podcast. It's official. Elon Musk staffers have now illegally obtained classified information from the USAID office. Here's a recap of what's happening. I know that we're going over our hour, but I just want to get this out there really quick, and then I also want to talk about the protests on Saturday. Anyways, Elon Musk staffers entered USAID offices and accessed classified materials without proper clearance. Two senior security officials who tried to stop them were placed on leave. DOGE staffers have since obtained the classified information and carried materials out of the building. USAID, founded in 1961 as the primary U.S. foreign aid agency, is now under threat of being dismantled by President Trump. Signs outside the USAID building have been removed. The agency's website went offline and its X account disappeared. Hundreds of USAID employees have been fired or furloughed, and foreign aid operations have been suspended after Trump issued a freeze on aid. The agency's public affairs team has also been paid on leave and locked out of their system. Trump is taking over our government. He is taking over our fucking government. Where the fuck are... Where are our senators? Where are our congressmen? Where are the fucking governors? Like, why the fuck is everybody just sitting back and letting this man who has no fucking clearance have access to this? They're going to be releasing the names of the Musk staffers. Remember, if you break the law, it's not just your boss who faced charges. You will too. Thank you. They're going to start exposing these motherfuckers. And thank fucking God. No one is above the law.
need a drink.
I need you guys seriously to wake the fuck up. These bills that are trying to get passed in all of these states, they are not for our benefit. Kansas is trying to pass a bill to makes it a murder if you get an abortion. They are trying to overwrite the fact that we can get abortion in this fucking state and make it a fucking murder charge if you get an abortion. Wake the fuck up.
That doesn't make any sense, though. We voted on back in November.
They don't care. Do you remember when Governor Kelly vetoed the fact, the fucking bill that passed that says that if you are in the vehicle with an undocumented immigrant, you could go to jail because you are smuggling someone? Mm-hmm. They went over that, over her veto, and they still passed it. Also, there is going to be a peaceful, I'm going to reiterate this, a peaceful protest on Saturday at the fountains at the plaza. It starts at 4. I will be there around 3:15-ish just to help set up. I will be there. My girls will be there. Fino, are you planning on be there? What?
I already have plans.
Nope, you better cancel them.
I already bought the tickets.
What tickets? When did you buy the tickets?
We just bought them today.
When did I send you the thing for the protest?
I forgot all about it. Because I heard
Where are you going?
Huh?
Where are you going?
There. I can't tell you. I'll tell you up when I get
home. Oh, my God. Well, I will be there. What time is the thing?
It starts at 10.
10 p.m. or 10 a.m.?
A.m.
It's a whole day thing?
It's a whole day. I know. But figure it out. We're going to figure it out.
Sign us off, Fina.
That's it.
That is it. I'm too heated with this last bit of information that just came out an hour ago. Oh my God.
Oh, hold on. Before we get signed off, I did screenshot something, and it's basically just everything that Carmen has been saying. I had a friend on Facebook go on and just like list everything that's been going on for the last 10 days. And hold on, make sure.
Oh, so, hold on. Before you get into that, tomorrow is a day without a Hispanic day.
Say it in Spanish.
Okay.
Un día sin.
Mañana va a ser un día sin inmigrantes, sin hispanos y latinos, nada. Mañana, el 3 de febrero, va a ser un día sin hispanos. No vayan a trabajar, no lleven a los niños a la escuela, no vayan a comprar nada, gas, nada, noche, nada de gas. Just, si pueden, quédense en casa. Yo mañana no puedo porque mañana empiezo un nuevo trabajo, pero mis niños se van a quedar en la casa. No los voy a mandar a la escuela, no vamos a ir a comprar nada. Aquí nos vamos a quedar en la casa.
Is that okay. Good? Okay. Yes. But you don't see all that in Spanish. Just wanted you to take the headline. But basically, she said tomorrow is a day without immigrants. Basically, stay home. Stay home. I would say probably read, only because everything that you have at home contributes to companies. But the reason for the protest for a day without immigrants is to highlight that
we matter.
That right. That we matter, and that our dollar
goes. That we're not just good for tacos, that we're not just good for tortillas, that we're not just good to clean your houses, that we're not just good to raise your kids.
And that our dollar does make a difference here in America.
It does.
But based off everything that's been happening in the last 10 days, a friend of mine had gone online to give up all this information, and where it said all the changes that are coming up with Project 2025. She states that this is a fraction of all that has occurred. If you consume news every day and have not seen some of the items, or have not seen them present this same way, consider consuming news from a different outlet, meaning just not on TV, but social media. In other words, she goes, these changes will impact everyone, but they will have the biggest impact on most of the vulnerable population. Why can't I speak? You're contagious. Right? She also continues saying, this is a scary time in our country as we slide head first towards fascism. Mm-hmm. That's the word?
Yep.
As we navigate through this unpredictable times, I implore you to sit and think about your core values. Don't think about them in terms of political parties or any current event. Just sit as humans. Think about the values that hold you dear. And that's what I want to leave it set off. This is Fino.
Oh.
Oh, you want to say something else?
I did. Oh, my bad. I do want to say something else. We are headed towards uncertain times. I don't want you guys to be discouraged. It's not going to be easy if we're serious about fighting the man, right? Fighting the power. We have to take care of ourselves first. Mental health is important. Especially when we are overly consuming everything in the news, the headlines, everything that this man is pushing towards us, right? Take it slow. Focus on certain topics, kind of like what we're doing. We're handling, attempting to anyways, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, this episode. Yesterday was last week was mass deportations. Next week, who knows what it'll be, right? If you can protest in person, great. If all you can do is just share information, that's great too. But we have to remind ourselves that if our voice didn't matter, they would not try to silence us. That's all I have to say on that. That is literally all I have to say. Like, we are the next generation that has to fight for our kids. Because I will be damned if 20 years from now, my daughters don't look back at this time and they were like, my mom didn't fight for my rights. My mom didn't care. My mom stood back and watched how they were passing a bill, making it illegal to get an abortion. Because that's all they care about is abortion, right? Or that I can't defy my government because it'll be considered a felony offense. You know that in Canada, you could be considered a refugee from the United States of America if our government decides to take retaliation against us? And they're talking about not only people within our government, they're talking about us, regular people, that are sharing things against, that speak out against the president. Because they see what we can't see is that the retaliation against the American people for wanting to stand up for what is right is crazy. I feel like we are living in this dystopian world where we never thought we would get to this point. We have a president saying that if you go against him, you will go to jail. And then you have the government lying to people saying that ICE has to communicate with local police to let them. No, they don't. Guys, I want you to understand something. ICE does not have to let local police know when they are in their area. Federal, state, local. As a courtesy, yeah. Great. Awesome. And before I leave, I had a acquaintance reach out to me, and I'm going to keep their information private as much as I can. But I really want to emphasize on something here. The military that gets deployed to the borders, they are just following orders. Granted, there are going to be some soldiers that get pleasure out of doing that particular job, right? Turning people away from the border, getting violent with them, whatever. But for those people who are conflicted between serving their country and serving their people, don't bash them. Don't bash the people who are in the military serving our country, because at the end of the day, they're just following orders. I love you too, comadre. They're just following orders. And I really want to emphasize that. I don't judge them for what they're doing, because I don't think that when they joined the military, they thought, I'm going to be sent to the border to protect my country from regular people. Honestly, the only people that I judge are the Mexicans that sign up for ICE and Border Patrol. I said it. I feel like that should be like a predominantly white culture, but that's neither here nor there. That's a topic for a different day.
Let's not rabbit hole into that.
So I for her sake, especially because, you know, they took the time to reach out to me. I really want to emphasize that. Military people, they're following orders. And according to her, and I'm not trying to fearmonger, it's going to get ugly. It's going to get very, very, very ugly.
This is just a start.
But do what you can. And it, I don't want people to think that because they can't protest, they're not doing what they can. Contact your senators. Contact your congressmen. Contact your governor. Do whatever you feel like is necessary to get our voices heard. And for those of you who are saying that protests are stupid or they don't do anything, that protest last night and the one from this morning got on the news. It got people wondering, okay, what's Senate Bill 72? Why are they trying to not only hunt undocumented immigrants?
Why are they protesting? What are the main questions?
Right. It brings up the questions of what is this? That's what I was waiting for. Neil.
Sorry.
What is the Senate? He was like, Senate Bill 72, right? Where bounty hunters can hunt undocumented immigrants. Then they get thrown in prison, and then it's life imprisonment. Modern day slavery. I don't know what topic we'll talk about next week. It could just be a slew of things. I'm trying to get as much information as I can out there to you guys. I'm new to this, just like Fenio is new to this, because this is a very different climate that we didn't think we would be streaming our podcast in. But yeah, we'll do our best. That's all I got to say on that one.
This is Fenio.
And this is Carmen.
And you're listening to
Man in the Mill. Lego.
Bye.